is going on, everybody? It is Tuesday. That means it's Show Me the Money Club Live Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, with Sergio Avidian and myself. Sergio, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, sir. I'm brought out my summer attire. Weather is getting better.
I like my summer color now that it's starting to get warm out. You know, I got the LA sun kiss, and then I had to keep it going now that the weather is doing pretty good. So just rewarding, if I just go blank, it may be because there's supposed to be some real severe thunderstorms that are going to be moving through, so the power might be going out. So Sergio may have to take over, but before that may possibly happen, and hopefully it won't. But congratulations, my friend. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
It is our three-year
22nd anniversary on Friday.
Well, for that, but I'm talking about our anniversary, yours and mine. This is the third year now.
No. Today?
Yeah. Yes.
No, bro, you should have told me something before. I would have some apple juice with me.
See, look, you forgot.
In fact, get some apple juice. Should I go get some apple juice now? I should go get some.
That's up to you if you want, but
okay, yes, why don't you do the thing, the promo, and then I'll get my apple juice.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
I thought you were talking about my wife's and my anniversary. I'm going like, no. It's like, why is he saying that? I didn't even.
Well, I mean, that's pretty damn good if it's literally 22 years on Friday. But
it is.
No, it's ours. Three years ago on this Tuesday.
I gotta go
started.
Hold on.
All right. All right. So yes. Thank you everybody for tuning in and watching for 3 years, making it 3 years. Sergio had no idea, so he's getting his apple juice real quick. And you know, while that is happening, let's talk about what we're going to be talking about today. And that is, we're going to be talking about upfront fares in destination mode or the rate card, which one's better, and what you might think. We're also going to be talking about should you be able to cancel trips for safety reasons. We're going to be talking about Uber and Lyft will definitely leave Colorado. Lyft CEO says everyone hates surge pricing. I wonder why. Uber CEO thinks the company is a recession resistant. We're going to be talking about Lyft announcing AI tools, earnings assistant, and more, which if you watched the video earlier, you can kind of understand what it is. So we're going to be talking about that. Also, is choosing no new requests against the TOS now? Maybe a little bit. Facts. And then we're going to be doing our Super Chat shout out and QA and going over your comments. And then also we're going to be talking about our Driver's Corner segment, which is what is your craziest story driving Uber and Lyft? So if you want to take part in the Driver's Corner and share your craziest story, we're going to keep it real simple to the point so people can share their story. We'll probably take, you know, 4 or 5, depending on the time that we finish up and be able to go from there. And then also, if you wouldn't mind kindly liking and sharing the show, that'd be awesome. We can reach more people. If you'd like to help support the channel, you can become a member. And if you speak Spanish or know somebody who does, RSG is in Espanol. So you can watch Sergio, myself, and everybody else talk in Espanol. And also, the mouth will move to it. It does a decent job. It's not the best, but it's a lot better than the Godzilla effect that used to be happening. So it's pretty cool. And also, if you want more in-depth content from the Rideshare Guy, make sure you sign up for the free newsletter. Sergio's article just went out about an hour ago, and a little more in-depth information when it came to what the earnings assistant and all that is. So we'll be talking about that. Then, of course, Behind the Wheel. We have a Behind the Wheel segment series, which is what Sergio does. This week will not be Behind the Wheel. This week will be behind the
herbivore cake,
Sergio and myself. So that is coming on Thursday, which is going to be pretty cool.
This is okay. So we have like three coming up, but so Behind the Wheel has this week is Behind the Eight Ball. It's just Chris. Have you ever herded cats or sheep?
What?
Have you ever herded cats or sheep?
Have I ever herded? No, I would get a okay. Dog to do that.
This is what like doing Behind the Wheel is. I mean,
oh, yes, I know.
So you go, okay, we're ready to go. And then no show. We're ready to go. No show. Okay. In fact, here it is. I don't know how many you are here, but If you guys want to be on Thursday, email me right now.
Well, it won't be this Thursday because we got the Curbivore video going on. Curbivore.
Never mind. But okay, if you want to be on Behind the Wheel, please email me, Sergio@therideshareguy.com. I will send you a Zoom invite and we hop on and have a wonderful conversation for 20, 30 minutes. And that's it. That's all we have to do. Just you can talk about anything you want. No script, no nothing. Just a conversation, just to get your vent. If you want to vent, you can vent. If you think it's wonderful, it's wonderful. I'm trying to get one of our favorites back on because we have his screenshots in the facts section today. Remember Donnie Disco?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to hunt him down, although he's like easy to get a hold of, but I can't get even a hold of him. So anyway, if anybody's interested, email me, Sergio@therideshareguy.com. Just like Chris said, the newsletter article just went out on the AI earnings assistant by Lyft. I call it the way I see it, a little tough love, but please go sign up. Cheers, my man. Japanese apple juice. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for the support. We made it to 3 years. Hopefully, we'll make it to 4. If we don't, it's been a hell of a run. Cheers, partner.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So, congrats. But let's move into our first topic. Let's talk about upfront fares or the rate card.
Yeah. So, you know, I live in LA County. The county next to me is called Ventura County. For some reason, Ventura County never had upfront fares all this time for 2.5 years.
And a lot of people from, so what about what happened? It has anything to do though with a lot of rides going into LA County and kind of similar to like New Jersey with New York City?
No, that's like an untouchable thing. No, because you can take trips to LA County, you can take trips to Ventura County, whatever. But a lot of drivers who drove in LA County, once in a while, we'll get a trip going out to Thousand Oaks or to Santa Barbara or whatever. So as soon as you enter the county, upfront fare stops. You know what I'm saying? So
back to the rate card.
Yeah, back to the rate card. So everybody would say, oh, how come we don't have upfront fares? We want to see where we're going. We want to see where we're going. Don't wish for it, people. There you go. You guys got it now. Happy? Happy with this one? Because we know upfront fares has been a rate reduction. There's no ifs and buts about that. So now Ventura County has upfront fares. And this driver just sent me this email this week. He goes, Sergio, we just got upfront fares and trip radar here in Ventura County. I go, good luck. We got them a few weeks ago. And it is definitely a pay cut. And I'm looking at that and I'm going like, yeah. That's just abysmal, really. So anyway, congrats to everyone in Ventura counties. Enjoy seeing where the rider is going. It's a little pay cut. Look, no big deal.
You know, here's the thing. Rate card is where it's at. Needs to go back to that. Wow. And I see a couple of people already putting in their thoughts, but if you haven't put in your thoughts, put in the chat what you think. I have a feeling that a lot of people are going to probably say rate card. Rate card or UFD for upfront fares. This is what needs to happen. We need to go back to a rate card, which you know the time and the distance. And also, on top of that, you need to know the pickup and the drop off. So it needs to be a hybrid of the two. Not this little willy-nilly game that they're going to play it could be any price that they're going to give you just because it's based on, well, whatever the algorithm feels like it's going to be that day. It needs to actually be something specific, in my opinion. So
Billy said it best. Right there.
Be careful what you wish for. Yeah. Yes. We've said that, but you know what? Again, it needs to be a hybrid because you need to have some sort of pay, but you also need to know the pickup and the drop off. Like them saying, oh, well, you know, if you want the rate card, you can't have the pick up and drop off. No. What world does that make sense? It doesn't make any sense. Like you could have the pick up and the drop off and you could give an estimate I mean, that's the estimate. You think what the time it's going to take to get to that ride, you can figure it out. Plus the actual mileage that it's calculated, which it could be off a little bit. So, but it's going to give you the estimate price. That's fine. So you can make the decision based off that, but you're still getting paid off the rate card.
Yeah. So I guess Bruno is in Ventura County. Because seriously, the pay cut going rate card to upfront here in Ventura County was like 25. Is it really that much? Well, I mean, look, it is wonderful to see where the rider is going. There's no question about it, because I know what the pink screen looked like previously. It would say only, it would say like the fare, it would show a fare, and it would say 8 minutes away for the pickup. After that, you're blind. You have no idea what's happening. You could be going anywhere. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Or they'll give 13 minutes north.
Yeah, that was part of it for a while. But look, seeing where the rider is going is wonderful. There's no question about it. But
the bullshit that goes along with it, with the fare recalculation and all this crap that goes along, is absolute bonkers. It's absolutely ridiculous. And you don't need 33,000 coders to come up with this crap. You know what you need to do? You do a rate card. You know how I said 50%? We're going to cut Uber staff 75%.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing was, Chris, so we have LA County, Ventura County, and then Santa Barbara County, right? Santa Barbara County had upfront fares. LA County had upfront fares. Sandwiched in between, Ventura County didn't have upfront fares. And a lot of people said, we want upfront fares. We want upfront fares. Well, now you guys have upfront fares. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
And trip radar. They got like, that's like, good luck now with, you know, whack-a-mole. You just got to hit that really hard, guys.
welcome to Cherry Pickers.
Welcome to Cherry Pickers United. No, I mean, look, man, it's like Uber
you've
says
got plenty of videos that you can watch on how to handle upfront fares. So enjoy.
Yeah, I know, but should look. I mean, every independent contractor that you can compare an Uber driver to, this will be like a conversation. Like, let's say you're an electrician, okay, and I'm the customer. So I call you. And you go, Chris, I have a job for you, right? And you go, great. Like, what is it? Like, you ask, like, so I have an idea. You know what I mean? And then I tell you as a customer, well, I'm just going to tell you when you get here. That's like...
No. And also, I'm going to hire you and pay you for the job that you're going to complete. But after the fact. You're just going to do it blindly.
Yeah, like, you just go do the job and we'll think about what to pay you sometime later. So that's what Uber and Lyft is, people. There you go. You know what I mean?
So it's the employee model without calling you an employee.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, seeing the destination of the rider should not be in exchange for lower fares. It should not be. It definitely shouldn't.
Absolutely not. It's ridiculous. Plus, we're in 2025. I mean, we've had a record inflation of everything that is across the board, and yet fares are probably just as bad as they were 5 years ago.
Worse. There's my favorite number. $3 trips.
Well, I mean, that one was one. I mean, look at this trip right there. I mean, granted, this is an edge case, but I mean, seriously, 23 minutes to drive 15 miles just to pick him up for a one and a half mile trip. That's going to pay you $3.51.
So isn't there like a driver up there somewhere, wherever this is going? Let's see, where is it going? It's going Baldwin Road, California State, Route 150 to Ojai, okay? Isn't there a driver up there so that this trip down here to in Ventura County on Trip Radar is not shown to this poor driver? I mean, isn't
there a driver up there? No, you want to know why? It's called shuffling.
Shuffling?
Yeah. But I mean, it is a Trip Radar request, so let's be real.
Spinner rates go up. And you know, why would anybody, Uber, honestly, seriously, I know common sense has left the building in this country and in general, but why would anyone drive 15 miles to pick someone up, take them to where they're going for $3.51 in 2025.
I mean, think about that. That's almost
Would anybody do that?
It's a half hour right there.
Yeah. But between, well, there's prop 22. There's prop 22. Don't forget prop 22.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
There should definitely be a top off.
All right, let's move on though. Let's talk about should you be able to cancel trips for safety reasons? Something happened here.
This is becoming an issue now. You know, so as we know, when we do cancel, Uber and Lyft give us choices of why we're canceling to keep tabs on us. Like, why are we canceling? Because not only they don't like canceling, customers don't like canceling. I mean, look, I don't like canceling either. If I'm gonna do a trip, I'm gonna do it. Unless, you know, I show up and they don't show up, that kind of thing, different story. So it goes.
This driver, though, his story makes a good reason. Like, if you don't know that while you're going to pick up the ride, and then all of a sudden it's an unsafe pickup. Yeah. Well, you know.
Well, so you still get the passive aggressive email. But you know, so if this was a Waymo and they stayed in, you know, they wouldn't get a ticket because Waymos don't get tickets, right? Remember we did a segment, they got like $62,000 in parking tickets already, but they don't pay. So
well, this driver is from SF. I'm gonna put a cap on the top of my car, and I identify as a Waymo for my car. Oh, so man. Then I can park there and not have to worry.
Yeah, man. So this driver is in San Francisco. He goes, Sergio, when I don't want to pick up in an unsafe area of downtown, a meter maid in San Francisco is taking photos and issuing tickets if you pick up in a no stopping zone now. See, Uber, see what I mean? Just got one for $158. Holy smokes. That just ruined your day right there. And now, you know, that's the other thing, Chris. You know how we say, like, treat this like a business, right? There is variable cost, fixed cost. And there is also this unexpected cost because tickets are on you, my man. Tickets are on you. So stopping zone now, just got a $158 ticket. And now Uber is warning me because I have canceled other pickups like that. So when Uber gives you the choice of why you're canceling, this person, driver, obviously said unsafe pickup area or I can't stop here. Well, you got a ticket. Mm-hmm. Why don't you send the ticket to Uber, to Dara? Let's see if he's going to pay for it. And then, you know, Uber says, hey, Jordan, our system showed that you were recently canceling a number of trips due to safety concerns. Well, what is the guy supposed to do? If you put something else, you're going to come up with some other email saying, don't cancel and do this and do that. The safety cancellation resource is available to you so you can communicate a potential safety issue to Uber. And it's important that you use it only when you feel unsafe. So does that mean I have to have a knife to my neck to do that? Or what does that mean?
That's what they make it seem like.
That's right.
Something. And even then, they're going to be like, why don't you complete the trip?
With the knife in my neck. Sure.
So then cool. It'll say, they'll be like, don't engage and just try to complete the trip. Like, the fuck I am.
De-escalate.
Yeah.
Again, thanks again for your help in ensuring the safety of the platform. So hold on a second. We are helping you to make the platform safer, but we can't stop there. We're about to get a ticket and we cancel and move on. Maybe your algorithm should create pickup spots that are safer for drivers so we don't get tickets, Uber, because you're not paying for the tickets. We're paying for the tickets. And besides demoralizing, this is like an expensive situation, expensive proposition. To $158 is put another $100 on it. That's the daily earnings of a driver, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So, yeah, I don't like this. I really don't. I wish there was a way of doing this. But then if a driver is really putting unsafe pickup or unsafe, you should believe that driver. I mean, we're not just bullshitting. We want to do the trip. We showed up there. We drove there. I mean,
Well, I think part of the problem is there are a lot of drivers who want to drive and take the trips, and there are issues. The problem is there's a lot of drivers that are also assholes and trying to game the system any way they can. So, you know, a few bad apples have to ruin the entire bunch. So that's part of the problem.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you know, obviously it's an automated message that goes out, you know, Lyft does it, Uber does it, they all do it. So they're saying, don't abuse the safety cancellation reason. Well, If it's my luck, I get 3-4 of those in a row, I'm just going to pick that one because that's what's happening. You know, I it's a tough spot for the driver, obviously. And Uber doesn't care. I mean, look, Uber just wants to complete the trip. They don't like cancellations. And, you know, I wish they had a little bit more of an accurate pickup zones or something. That, not everywhere, okay? Not, if I'm picking up in a residential area, I can park, no big deal. But if I'm in, like, downtown SF, San Francisco, tight roads, I'm double parked, I'm waiting for somebody to come out of a restaurant or whatever, and if people are taking, you know, snapshots of my license plate and then I'm getting a ticket 2 weeks later in the mail for $158, that I will cancel and, you know, and move on. So,
yeah. Well, I think the other thing too, what they need to do is start having these built up in the app. So you could be able to flag, oh, this is a no parking zone or a no stopping zone or whatever the zones might be. So then the app has a better presence of what's going on. So then that way,
actually, you know, that's a good idea.
So then in these areas, they're able to have actual pickup zones. So, you know, if you order something, if you're geofenced in a particular area, that you have to go to a particular pickup spot where it's going to be safer, where it's going to be allowed, whatever it might be. So those types of things. Well, I mean, shit, you already have to walk for a Waymo.
Is it on your app? What's the big deal? Huh? Is it on your app? It's on my app. On my app, on the right-hand side, next to the go button, there is like an
You can report certain things. I don't know if you can report that type of stuff.
Well, it's here. I can report these 5-6 things, okay? Help the community.
Yeah, it's just traffic, accident closure,
speed enforcement, wrong directions.
That doesn't include zones where you can't park or that's stop. True.
So maybe they should include that there. You know?
Yeah. So those types of things really need to be addressed. And the best way to do it is get it through the people. But if you start building this up and you start seeing within your city, like San Francisco or New York or Chicago or wherever it might be, that there's these zones that you just can't park or you can't stop. And there's a lot of rides coming in. You have to have a safe pickup zone. So, I mean, you already have one for stadiums. You already have one for arenas. You already have one for airports. Why not do it for this? Again, like I said, way more you have to already walk through. So what's the big deal?
I agree. I think they should add that. You know what? I'll email Uber. I said, watch. Well, you're watching anyway. So you add that thing here. So if it's a tough pickup or illegal pickup, we put that there. And then the next guy hopefully doesn't go and cancel for unsafe reasons. How about that, Uber? See, we're trying to help you here. And everybody's happy that way.
Yep. All right, let's move on. Well, actually, you know what, though? I mean, to be real, Uber doesn't care about safety.
Well.
And this shows you. So they're saying Uber warns it may have no choice to leave Colorado if the rider safety bill goes into effect.
Yeah.
So do you think they give a fuck about safety? No, they don't care. They don't care. Wow. So, okay, you know, they want you to pick up wherever it is, and they don't care if you're in no stopping zone. They don't care if you are in the middle of a road. As long as the passenger gets in the car and you're able to complete the trip because they're able to complete the transaction, that's what they want.
Yeah. Well, we talked about this 2 weeks ago. I, in fact, pulled the video. We just ran the video maybe a few days ago.
Yeah.
So, okay, I have spoken to Uber about this. Personally, they sent me the latest version, the amended version of the bill that passed 59-6, by the way. you know how I always say, oh, they're just bluffing, they're not going anywhere. This time they're not bluffing. And after reading the bill completely, I tweeted it out. This is a horrible bill. This truly is a horrible bill. You're talking about safety, right? There is nothing. First of all, this bill has been sponsored and written by, unfortunately, a victim of a driver, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She happens to be a House member, and she was sexually assaulted in front of her house during drop-off by a Lyft driver, okay? So my heart goes out to her. However, this bill does not do anything regarding safety. It goes way, way too far, right? And you all know me about Uber, you know, I don't pull any punches, but I am 100% convinced that if this passes the Senate as well, as it stands, they are going to leave. And they may leave for a short time like they did with Austin 10 years ago. In fact, in this bill, there was they were asking for fingerprint background checks of their drivers. And you know what happened in Austin 10 years ago, Uber left, came back now. But there are things in here that I could talk about for a half hour, but I'm not going to bore everyone with it. This bill is a poorly written bill. I am all for safety, rider and driver. There is zero in this for the driver protection. Zero. And whoever wrote this bill, I know who it is, the House member. You know this. I know this. Maybe the community knows this. Uber and Lyft put out community, or every 2 years they put out safety reports. Mm-hmm. If you look into that safety report, obviously these people did not. Sexual assaults or any kind of assault is exactly 50-50. So 50% of the time riders are assaulting drivers, and 50% of the time drivers are assaulting riders. Okay? There is nothing, not one sentence in this bill regarding driver safety. So on that front, I definitely don't like it. But there are other things in here that if a driver were to offer water or chewing gum, and the fraudulent riders, as we know, they exist in the, you know, in the rider community, they will be able to sue the driver civilly as well as Uber for everything they have. Now, we had that story that we ran, that there was this lady who was handed a bottle of water in an Uber Black in Los Angeles, and she thought she was roofied, okay? So there are things in here that go way beyond rideshare, okay? And I do not like this bill. I think it's overkill. Look, society, they're just going to do what they're going to do. People, criminals are going to do what they're going to do. Two reasons I don't like it. One, it has nothing to do with driver safety in here. Nothing. So one of the politicians, House members, had to get assaulted for this bill to come out. I'm sure everybody has the numbers, the data. How many people in Colorado, passengers, have been assaulted sexually or otherwise? And how many drivers have been assaulted sexually or otherwise in the past couple of years, and why has there not been a bill until one of them got assaulted? And then sure enough, there's a bill. And finally, I am 100% sure they're not effing around this time. They will leave unless they come to some sort of, you know, agreement and do whatever they need to do. And to just set it up for next week, Chris, I just received reports, extensive reports, about the transparency bill that Colorado passed, and it came into effect February 1, 2025. We're going to open that can of worms, poof, wide open next week. But for this week, I have everything. I have it all. But let's just stick to this. This is a horribly written bill. It's going to pass because there's bipartisan support for it, 59-6, and Uber and Lyft will leave. I have zero doubt in my mind. So there you go.
Well, that will be something to follow, and we'll keep you up on that. And I'll be interested in seeing what happens next week.
Yeah, it's a horribly written bill. Horrible. I'm not against safety at all whatsoever, but
yeah, that's the problem. It's like, if something happens to someone that has some sort of power, then like you got to do everything in your power to try to stop it and go well beyond the means of what you should be doing or what makes reasonable sense. So that's the unfortunate problem behind it.
Yeah. Complete overkill. And I actually talked to a couple other people. I said, none of this is necessary. Why don't you enforce the verification code rule? Everybody has a verification code. Wrong people won't get in the wrong cars. Not only the rider should have a verification code, but the driver should have a verification code as well. Right? Mm-hmm. On each trip, as a driver, I get a verification code. The rider comes in, asks me about my verification code, as opposed to saying, hey, well, what's your name, or who are you, or whatever. Say my name. Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, it's a horribly written bill. I don't know. But they're not effing around this time, I can assure you that.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, especially, is there another vote coming up?
Yeah, there is one coming up in about 10 days. And I have really good info on this. I did speak to Uber about this, and they were like, Serge, we're not effing around this time. Because you know why that happened, right? They saw my tweet. They saw my tweet, and then I get an email. He goes, you want to talk to this person who's handling this situation? Because you tweeted that, you know, we're bluffing. I'm like, sure, might as well. One more. No, it was a good conversation. And I did not, when we talked 2 weeks ago, we did not have the final amended version of the bill. Even with all the things that they took out, it's still an overkill bill. It's just like, lady, I mean, I'm sorry. My hat goes out to you. It should have never happened to you. I'm so sorry that it happened to you. But overkill is overkill in my book, whoever's side it is. So, yeah. Anyway.
Yep. All right. Well, let's move on. Let's talk about Lyft. Lyft CEO says surge pricing is unpopular with customers. Well, yeah, I wonder why. Nobody wants to pay more for a ride when it's busy or whatnot. But you know what? When you pay peanuts, drivers like when there's actually some surge pricing going on, because then they're actually able to make some money out there. So guess who gets screwed again?
Yeah, who doesn't like surge pricing in the three sides of this marketplace? Lyft doesn't like surge pricing. Rider definitely doesn't like surge pricing. Now, does the driver like surge pricing? This was part of David Risher's shareholder letter that went out as well. And drivers like surge pricing, Mr. Risher. Trust me, we do. Because as opposed to doing a $2.62 trip, as I did with massive ride challenges in 2016, in 2025, I'm still doing $2.62 minimum fare trips in LA with no ride challenges and no surge and no prime time, right? So, yeah, we do like it, Mr. Risher. Like it or not, we like it. We like surge quite a bit. Although in upfront fares, surge is basically a fare replacement these days. We know that. But no, we do like surge. But yeah, this was part of the letter. And, you know, he says, you know, they did price lock. Remember, we talked about price lock, and a lot of people love price lock, supposedly. Lyft found that surge pricing is deeply unpopular with customers. I'm pretty sure they are. I'm pretty sure, because if you charge them 500% in the back end and pay the driver $3 flat fee, of course they are. Annual letter to shareholders. The company knew it was unpopular with customers, but the issue was clarified when Risher hit the road as a Lyft driver. As he does every 6 weeks or so. Okay. And picked up a rider who said she regularly wakes up early to check rideshare prices, and if they are too high, doesn't take the trip that she had planned. Well, that means it's working exactly as it intended to, David, right? If it's too high, I take the bus or I take an Uber. So, you know, this is your thing, dynamic pricing, supply, demand. What are we supposed to do? And so he says, it crystallized in my mind what I suspected for a while. It was time to break the PT habit, prime time habit, said. So to help eliminate the need for surge pricing, Lyft added features that meant to increase the supply of drivers. The company added the earnings commitment in February 2024, ensuring rideshare drivers get 70% of rider payments. Bullshit.
Focus, focus.
And after fees and other expenses. And there is that one is still valid.
That means absolutely nothing because nothing. It's not a bar.
Yeah, it's nothing. It means nothing. But, you know, these journalists, you know, they just cut and paste the PR and pass it on.
Yep. Well, they're not going to know. They don't drive. They have no.
I don't blame the journalists. They have no idea. The PR teams are pretty strong. By the end of 2024, we could see that these were the right investments. When drivers chose us in record rates, Richard said in a letter, and in another effort to eliminate surge pricing, Lyft accelerated its work on price lock. I like that feature. And supposedly thousands of people are doing the price lock to avoid surge as riders. The number of active passes has increased every month since 2024 on price lock, and 70% of price lock riders renew each month. I think it was $4.99 a month, right? Richard said in the letter. Richard said that while the data showed that riders were still taking rides during surge pricing, okay, what's the problem? that wasn't the whole story. They were taking those rides begrudgingly, just like we are taking those 262 trips begrudgingly as drivers, David. Now you know. Now we know why you don't come on the show. And that difference doesn't show up on a dashboard, Richard said in a letter. So we got to work reducing PT and cancellations. They go hand in hand. If there is no prime time, you know, most drivers choose not to drive, David.
Yep.
Because base fares are to drive under base fares in any city on Lyft is undrivable. It really is.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you would like to completely ruin your drivers, take away surge pricing and you will have no drivers, period. Yeah.
See what happens to your supply then.
It'll be gone.
Everybody on Uber. And then it'll surge on Lyft and everybody will come back. Actually, it'll be like a cool thing to a good experiment. Okay, so get rid of surge pricing for drivers. See what happens to your supply. And then
it'll dry up.
Yeah.
Like Death Valley.
I don't blame the journalists. Ahmed says blame the journalists. Journalists have no clue, bro. Journalists just take this thing. There's a news release,
yeah. You know,
press release. They just print it as is. That's what they do. They don't drive. They have no idea. So anyway, but David, wrong. Bad idea, David. Bad idea. Surge is our life.
Here, you know what? Let's make compromises. I will gladly say get rid of surge pricing under one circumstance. There are no rides under $1.50 per mile and 50 cents a minute, period. And that's starting. You could keep it at flat rate through the busiest times, through the slowest times. It doesn't really matter. Get rid of prime time pricing, get rid of surge pricing, get rid of dynamic pricing. As long as the pay is correct throughout the entirety, with no ups, no downs, none of this hocus pocus, pulling this crap when it comes to upfront fares again. Again, $1.50 a mile, 50 cents a minute at a minimum for across the country. And then obviously where it's higher cost of living, it's going to be higher pay to the driver. If that means more money to charge the passenger, that means more money to charge the passenger. I really don't care. But you get rid of that prime time pricing and then they stay flat. Those rates stay the exact same all the time.
Well, he's also saying, contending that that 70-30 earnings guarantee has helped with their driver supply.
What do you think? Hocus pocus. It's all bullshit. 70% of what? $10 today, $14 tomorrow, $6 the next day. What? 70% of what? It's bullshit because you could just finagle the numbers any way you want it. How are we going to be able to verify that?
Now we know why Dave is not coming back on the show either.
Yeah, and he blocks me on X. Good move right there.
Oh, what's the deal? Did he really block you?
Yeah.
Oh, I take care of that for you. Don't worry.
Like, what the fuck, man?
Did he really?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Like, I don't tweet out at Dara or David saying what the fuck is going on here like 9 million other people do. You know, I put out what's on there, and if other people.
Did you block my partner on Twitter? Watch him block me now. Okay, I'm taking a stand here, David. Is it really true that you blocked Chris?
Yeah, here, hold on.
What? Let me see. Maybe you blocked me too now. Hold on a second. After today, we're both blocked. Hey, the only person that's famous, more famous than you, David, that blocked me is Jim Cramer on CNBC. I wear that as a badge of honor. Hey.
David Risher has blocked you.
What did you say? You said something.
I don't say anything. People will take my posts and then tweet at Risher or Dara.
What?
And say, what's going on with this? Why is that? And then I'm the one who gets in trouble. Bro. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Let me see if I'm blocked. Shit. Nope.
They can't handle it. Blocked.
Not blocked. David, this is uncool. Come on.
Unacceptable.
Maybe who blocked my partner? Maybe his assistant did or something. I don't know if David runs his
own. I don't know. They don't like to see reality. They don't like to see any problems. I mean, would you say my ex, when I post, is anything, extreme? Is anything crazy? No. It's pointing things out and,
I didn't know that.
Giving rational thought. If you can't handle that, that's pretty weak of you for being a CEO.
Well, let's take care of that then. I mean.
All right. Well, let's move on. Let's talk about Uber CEO. Now, Uber CEO thinks that the company is recession resistant. We've heard this, 2 years ago when they were talking about a recession. Now they're bringing it up again, saying, Uber is recession resistant. Well, it depends on what you're talking about, because I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Dara. Here's a little problem. Your prices continue to rise, both on Uber and Uber Eats, making it more of a luxury service. So here's the problem with that. When people do not have enough money because either they got laid off or things are costing more or whatever it might be, where there's less money in the bank account, then guess what? They are going to start eliminating certain things that they don't need. You're going to continue getting food. You're going to continue getting booze. You're going to continue going gambling. People are not going to necessarily use Uber if they don't have to. They don't need to order as well. They might not be going out as much. They might be ordering in. They might be going and getting their food and eating in. No, you are not really at that point. The problem is, on the flip side, if there's less people getting out there and making money because you've made the low cost of entry so easily accessible for most people, then it's going to flood the amount of drivers that are coming on board. So if you want to say, yes, there's a recession proof on drivers, sure, because people are going to try to make money any way they can, especially if things are rising for whatever particular reason, tariffs or otherwise. But again, you need to have the other side of the marketplace there too. Otherwise, you're up Poops Creek without a paddle.
Yeah. Nah, he's going to block you too now.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Okay.
I must be doing something right then.
So as some of you know, I have a econ background. No company is recession proof. Some are recession resistant, such as a Costco, such as maybe some supermarket chains, Kroger's and things like that, big public companies. Okay. As we know, we talked to Ryan Green of Gridwise. They did this massive report, right? What did their report conclude? gig economy report for 2025. Rider fares have gone up, what, 40%, 50%, right?
I don't remember.
In 3 years? In 3-4 years, right? Okay. So, actually, Uber, for the service it is these days, me getting picked up with cars that are with the bumpers on the floor, you know what I mean, is actually becoming a luxury now, you know? So, my thing with it is, yes, Dara, and you're not coming on the show either, we know. Your ride to the airport or Friday night dinner delivery through Uber might cost less. Yes, of course, because there's going to be desperados out there who just got laid off, who are going to accept your $2 minimum base order to deliver the food, right? But guess what, Dara? What's going to happen is there's something called discretionary spending. Uber Eats. Uber going out. We're not going to go out to restaurants anymore, going to bars. We're going to tighten the belts if there is a recession. That's called discretionary spending. During recessions, discretionary spending tanks. And if you think your demand side is not going to get hurt at all, and the supply side is going to bring you cheaper fares by desperados accepting $2 orders, not so. Now, we know Uber never had a recession experience in the U.S. However, they had a recession experience in South America, and they survived that one. And they survived the pandemic in the U.S., right? So we'll see, Dara. We'll see how it goes. And I do get it. I agree with Chris. Supply will be going through the roof because people are going to get laid off right and left, and barriers to entry is easy. They're going to turn the app on and make something to survive. And your brutal algos are definitely going to cut fares because there's so much supply out there. You're going to send some ridiculous fares to people, but they have to take it because they have to feed their kids. I get it, but Uber is not recession proof, and Uber may not even be recession resistant because demand is definitely going to suffer as well. So,
oh God, yeah, you're going to see that first with Uber Eats, because people are probably still going to have to get rides depending on. But you know, that's where you're going to start seeing people look at carpooling and, you know, trying that type of thing out as well too. So, or public transportation, trying many different things to save money and do that. So, yeah. There's definitely going to be some fun to see when that rolls around because
we'll buy stocks cheaper, buddy. There you go. Huh?
All right. Well, let's move on and let's talk about Lyft's new announcement earlier today. Earnings Assistant, which is an AI generative tool, which I will let you talk about. I will be right back, but you can go through this right now.
Okay, sounds good. So, folks, please go to www.therideshareguy.com and subscribe to our free, F-R-E-E, free newsletter. My article went out literally an hour before the show because we got this a few days ago under embargo. We couldn't talk about it until Lyft announced it, and they announced it at 8 a.m. Eastern this morning. We released the video. We released the newsletter article. Please go read it. I didn't pull any punches. I gave him the benefit of the doubt. I call it the way I see it. But this is Lyft's announcement. Lyft introducing AI-powered earnings assistant and more. Now, I like the more part. We're going to get there in a minute. Let me see if I can run this next. Okay, cool. So Lyft will be launching earnings assistant, an industry-first AI-powered tool designed to help drivers eliminate the daily guesswork of when and where to drive. This new and innovative technology leverages real-time and historical data like airport arrivals, local events, and turbo times to empower drivers with insights and help them optimize their time on the road. So please go check the article. Even if you're not subscribed, it's free. Okay, there's really zero attachment to it. Just go subscribe and you'll get newsletters. Probably a couple, three times a week. My articles, Jay's articles, we write articles, we send it out. And so on the article, we have screenshots of the way it looks, and we have screenshots here as well. It's going to look like this. So it's going to be in your app. You're going to say to the AI, create a driving plan for me for today from 3 to 8 p.m. Okay? And then it's going to go, let me think about it. Okay? And then it'll say, understanding your preferences. Then it'll say, searching for opportunities. This is all AI doing this. And then it's going to give you a plan for your driving between 3 and 8 p.m. Okay? So let's go back to the old one. So it's going to do it for you and put out a plan, and you're just going to follow that plan. Hopefully it'll make you more money. I said it in the article. I'm not going to give up what I wrote in the article. You guys need to go read the article. Personalized plans. Drivers can generate a plan for upcoming driving session that is tailored to their schedule and preferences, allowing them to hit the road with confidence. Step-by-step reminders, real-time guidance. Now, there's two other things in here that I commented in the article, in my piece that went out in the newsletter. Uber started issuing these things called driver accomplishment letter. I really, really, really like this. Okay? Why? We're in the service industry. We get 20, if we're full-time, we get 20 or 30 people in our cars. It improves our communication skills. You never know who you're going to get in the car. Because rideshare driving is not a career, okay? I highly recommend, actually, that you put rideshare driving in your resume if you're going for an interview, because you are in the service industry. You learn how to talk to people. You learn how to listen to people by doing rideshare. And your networking ability will immensely improve if you're doing 20, 30 trips a day. You never know who's going to get in. You're going to get in your car. That may be your next boss. He may be offering you a job. It may be actually, you may be interviewing you while he's sitting in the backseat or she's sitting in the backseat. I like this one. And then new improved Lyft rewards. I really like this one. There's more chances of you to become elite now, so get some of those juicy, juicy scheduled trips. In most U.S. regions, drivers will soon be able to earn points on every ride, no matter when and when they're where they drive. And they can redeem their points for rewards like cash, gift cards, service for their cars. But more importantly, some of those scheduled trips that are airport trips and stuff that are more lucrative for you. And yeah, it's going to look like this in your app. Now, in the article, again, you have to go to the article. There's a wait list that they started today. There's a link. It says here, right there. It's in my article. Go click on here. Or go to the Lyft blog and sign up for it. And there's a wait list for it, but they're going to release it slowly, hopefully nationwide, and it's going to look like this. And from Jeremy, who was supposed to come on every 3 months, but I guess he's also not doing that. And there's a quote from him as well. So yeah, that's what we have. It's called Earnings Assistant. For me, and Chris will end this, for me, the benefit of the doubt, I give him the benefit of the doubt. Is it going to make you more money? I don't know. Time will tell. I think this is a great idea for newbies. But for veterans like me and most of you on the chat, I already know, you know what the rules of engagement are. You know when and where to drive. You know the rhythm of your city. You know the traffic patterns of your city. You know what to do when you wake up early or what, you know, split shift or whatever you're doing. So for veterans like me and you guys, AI is here. But for newbies who are signing up to do it, I think it's a good idea. So there you go.
I think it can be helpful for understanding certain things at a glance. When it comes down to it, though, if a lot of people are using this and a lot of people are following it, I think it's definitely going to be skewed into Lyft's favor, into dispersing drivers, keeping them, you know, making sure that they're going to be on the platform at certain times when they expect, you know, slowdowns and things like that. So they can go back to what we were talking about earlier, eliminate surge pricing without actually eliminating surge pricing. So I think that, you know, these algorithms are very well trained at this point to be able to handle a lot of different situations and, you know, be curtailed just enough to disperse drivers more evenly across the board. And things like that. Honestly, it's as you said, it's going to be good for new drivers to get it. But, you know, this is where companies like Solo and Gridwise using their apps is going to be good. Also, just using what's already on the app itself when it comes to Lyft or Uber, like the arrivals, what events are going on in your area. The problem is there's only certain amount of events that they know of. They don't know the events that are happening that are smaller, like smaller music venues or festivals that may be going on or whatever might be going on in a particular area. And so, yeah, this is where you could use, as I said on the video, you could use Facebook's Meta AI to find out what events are happening. You could use ChatGPT to scour the internet and see what events are happening. So if you want to plan your day based on events, what's going on, where things are happening, you could potentially do that. The other thing is paying attention to the app itself, seeing where the actual occurrences of surge are happening, not necessarily the random, when it's regular. And then you drive in those particular areas when it's busy, you know those areas, you get to know it. So yeah, like you said, if you've been driving for a little while, this is probably going to be a big nothing burger. But for a newbie, somebody who's trying to understand, you know, it's probably going to be good for them at least to start beginning, but I would not rely on this solely in any way, shape or form.
I think they want to increase utilization rate, right? So if you do give AI your daily driving hours, it'll spit out. One thing, you know, caution, always skeptic that I am, is the AI going to direct you to places where Lyft knows there's going to be future demand, so they just populate drivers there? I am not sure. I'm pretty sure that happens already now. But, you know, look, man, AI is part of us these days, right? We all use ChatGPT or Gemini or whatever we do, or Grok. The point is, I don't want to say it's a nothing burger, but until there is some concrete evidence, right, that drivers are going to earn more money because their earnings have not kept pace with inflation since 2019, is something that needs to be talked about, as opposed to all these things, AI tools, earnings assistant. How about you name this earnings increaser or something, right? They don't do that because they know it's not going to increase earnings. And that's my problem with all of these things. Yes, we appreciate it. Nice, good, whatever. But my eye is here. When I wake up in the morning, I exactly know where my car is going to be next half hour, next hour, what city, where I'm going to drive, what I'm going to do. I don't need anybody to direct me. However, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. And I said that in the article. Please go read it in the article. Use it. If you're using it, give me your impressions. So email me, Sergio@therideshareguy.com. I'm sure Lyft would want to hear that as well. And I'm sure they put a lot of work into this. And nowhere in the announcement that it says it's going to earn drivers more money. That's it.
Yep.
And if it is,
yes,
it's come on be, down.
They should call it like planner, earnings planner, or day planner, something or something like that. Because that's really what it is. It's just a planner. But yeah, like I said, I think it's going to be more, you know, to kind of control where drivers are going to be going, saying like, oh, here, go, you know, these are a couple of things. But either way, you know, what would really be nice is filters. What filters are coming in? What rides are coming in? So if you want to, you know, not hit a certain threshold, then it doesn't even pop up. But you never see that.
So anyway, article is in this newsletter. Please go sign up. Seriously. I mean, you guys are missing a lot. And video is out. And until next time, Lyft, there you go.
All right. Well, let's move on. You know, one of the things we talk about is no new requests. But is this against TOS, Sergio?
It says so right there. Community guidelines. But anyway, so I get these letters once in a while. I'll do it only screenshots. But then if the email has a paragraph that makes it really clear, I pass it along to you guys as is, put in a Google Docs and send it to Chris for slides. So this driver says, no new ride requests. Okay, so what do we tell you guys to do? When you do accept a trip, immediately do no new ride requests so you don't get bombarded with trip radar. You don't get bombarded with garbage trips that are out of the zone. Definitely have two phones. We said this for 3 years now. I've been doing the show. So you're not driving blind. You know where you're going into. If you're going into a surge area, a half mile before you drop off, turn request back on. The pickup that they're going to send you is going to be probably from close by as opposed to miles away. Okay? It's simple. You swipe up, click on the button, no more new requests. Okay, there we go. But on this case, hi, Sergio, just got this warning from Uber stating that declining additional pickups on a shared ride is against their TOS. Did you know that, Chris? I didn't know that.
Did you really?
I didn't know that.
That's the point. That's the point of shared rides. So then,
if you accept a shared ride, you must not click on no more.
You're supposed to be open to taking any leg of the journey.
What if the leg keeps going on, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Well, there's times where, I mean, you can deny, but the point of it is to try to create a shared pool. I knew that was against TOS, but when it comes to no new requests, that's the only section of this. So if you actually read through that, they're talking about UberX shared, like hitting no new requests.
Yeah.
That is where it would be against their guidelines, because they want it to be, if it's a shared ride, they want other people to be able to take part in that. The problem is that you get a passenger who might order a shared ride because they're cheap, and they want to, expect that they're going to be the one who's dropped off first, or, whatever it might be, where they think they're the better passenger than whoever else might be getting in the car, even though it might not be set up like that. So then you hear somebody who gets in your car and says, "Hey, this was a shared ride. I didn't mean for it. I meant for X. So just don't request anybody coming in," or something like that. And then there's the drivers who say, "Hey, I don't want to take a shared ride, but I'll accept this one anyways. And, it's no skin off my back." But that's the whole point. Like, it's a shared ride. So it's supposed to. If you don't want to take a shared ride, just let the timer run out or hit the client. Okay.
Because in a lot of cities, as you know, shared rides is combined with X. So you we used to.
You still see what it is. They did the same thing with Comfort. So you know what ride is coming in. Like, if you're not, if you're just blindly hitting that okay button, well, then that's on you. You should be paying attention, looking at
what's
coming in.
Because what a lot of this driver, what he's doing is that he's accepting a shared ride and then click and then, hitting no new requests and making an individual trip for that rider.
Yeah. So that's not the point of shared rides. The point of shared rides is to share amongst different riders. Okay. So it's a pool ride. It's a carpool essentially. But that's what it comes to. It could be news to a lot of people, especially Sergio, if you didn't really know about that.
I did not know that. I honestly did not know that. I did not. Look,
the funny thing is, I don't even have pool in my area, or not pool.
I did not know that. I don't share trips. I won't do share trips unless it's surging anyway. But my point is, I give that to Uber. So this driver says, "Give me TOS. I stop new requests on rides in general to avoid excessive distracting pings." Okay, that's good. More BS from Uber. Give me the setting to not accept share rides. Like, you mean he's talking about the preferences, right? Separate preference box, which is understandable. That makes sense, but that's not going to work for Uber. The next message says, congratulating me. And then after this, he got a message from Uber congratulating him for his 10,000 trip milestone. And then on this one, it says, please only accept an Uber X share offer if you plan on accepting subsequent pickups on that chain. Repeatedly and consistently accepting shared rides with the intention of only picking up one rider is against Uber's community guidelines. Learn more about this in there. So people, if you are going to do shared rides, do not click on
no new request is not the same thing for shared rides, but shared rides for UberX, XL, Pet, whatever it might, Comfort, whatever it could be, no new requests, that's fine. That's up to you. It's the intentionality behind shared rides is supposed to be that it's multiple people coming in and out of the car on one leg of the journey for the driver, but it could be multiple legs for different passengers.
Okay. So if you decide to do shared trips, do not do that. Do not turn that into an X trip for that lucky passenger that you have it in. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the easiest thing to honestly do is have these separated out in the filters. Like, why are they combining UberX, UberX Shared, Uber Comfort, and, you know, whatever else they might be putting into that? Why not just keep it out? So then that way, yeah, if you don't want to take shared, you don't have this problem. Like, this is Uber shooting themselves in the foot by doing that.
Yeah. Well, the pink screen looks pretty similar, although the colors are different. For UberX Share, I think it's black. And for UberX, I think it's green. But, you know, in that 8-10 seconds, you know, I still have to measure that. You know, I forgot. I'm going to do it. Do you guys think in the chat, do you guys think that Uber cut the ping duration from 10 seconds to 8 seconds? Who thinks so? Put some comments in the chat. Let me see. I have to test it. I have to get my timer out and test it if it's cut or not. But yeah, okay. So if you're going to take accept share trips, please leave the app on. Do not turn the app off, or do not go no more new requests. And then hope that you don't get matched, and then you can finish the trip and be done with share trips. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, after a certain amount, like if you're done with it, then yeah, stop the next request from coming in. Complete the trip. But like if you're doing it on every single one when the first rider gets in the car, yeah, that's going to be where there's going to be a problem. Like if you're continually doing it, because that I think that's where the system may flag it more so. But I mean, if you took like three or four people, and let's say you have to get gas or charge or have to go to the bathroom or something, yeah, then. I mean, there's not going to be a problem because the point of the shared trip was already happening there.
Look at these comments, Chris. Beach Dude says, I think it's 5.5 seconds in my area for ping. And everybody's saying pings are shorter. Yes.
This is what I want people to do. All you got to do, screen record.
Yeah.
Wait for a ride request to come in. Screen record that.
Yeah, please.
And then actually do the time. If it says
it goes there's a timer on the screen recorder. It'll clearly show what it is, and then send it to me. Yeah, so Google Drive and send it to me and say what city you're in, and then we can compare.
If it's under 10 seconds, like literally, if it shows it pops up, and then within under 10 seconds, like 8 seconds or some 5.5, if you think,
but 5.5, I doubt that. I don't know.
See, here's the problem. It's literally a hard 10 seconds. So your phone gets the ride request and it still takes a little bit of time for it to actually show up on your thing. So right there, take off a quarter of a second or half a second. So right there, yeah, it's going to feel shorter. When it comes to, you know, if you have another app open, or, you know, not necessarily looking at your phone, to take the time to glance down because the request came off or switching your phone, that takes time. So it can definitely feel like it's 8 seconds or 7 seconds or something. Yeah. But
if you screen record it, it's right there, black and white right there. It's going to pop up and then you look at the timer on the screen recorder. So yeah, screen record if you whatever city you're in, and then put it in your Google Drive and ship it out to me, Sergio@theratioguy.com, and put what city you're in. Maybe this is the description. To me, honestly, it feels shorter. It feels definitely shorter. And it doesn't feel like 10 seconds. Lyft's still 15 seconds. It feels pretty decent. But if Uber cut it to 8 seconds, that's more distracting and more dangerous. You know, what is eight Absolutely. Seconds? By the time you look, you lose a second. By the time, you know, it's like 6 seconds, basically. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a problem. But either way, I mean, it should definitely be at least 15 seconds, if not longer, especially if you're
driving. Oh, you know what? I'll test both in LA. All of you test in your city and send me a screenshot. Uber and Lyft, test it, and then we'll compare. We'll compare next week. Yep. All right.
All right. Let's talk about, you mentioned Donnie beforehand.
Donnie, are you here? You may have a return trip coming up to Behind the Wheel, my man. You guys see this screenshot on the left from Donnie from Biloxi, Mississippi? Good old country boy. He hit 20,000 trips, Chris.
Damn.
20,000, bro. Last time I did, I think it was like 12,000. About a year ago when we put him on. Now he's at 20,000. Yeah. Proud of it. You guys see the numbers? 0 cancellation. 100. This is not Photoshopped. I know Donnie. 100% acceptance rate, 5-star driver, 20,000 trips, has never seen a trip he hasn't liked. He's done them all. Donnie from Biloxi. No, Ant, he makes more money than you, Brent, I assure you, because he's lucky. He's in a casino city, and he drives an XL car as well. He gets like a few hundred cash chips just every week. But Donnie takes everything. Donnie takes chips from Biloxi to New Orleans, from New Orleans to back here. But back, he just drives. He just drives. And so, Donnie, if you're here, if you're not here, if you watch this, Sergio@therideshareguy.com, you will be a return visitor with your 20,000 trips and 100% acceptance and 0% cancellation rate. So that's that. That's that.
Crazy.
Second one and the third one is the state of pay in Uberland in the United States in 2025.
That's insane.
How, Chris, how? Okay, first of all, Colorado doesn't have a minimum wage. You see the one in the middle? It's Colorado, right? Mm. There is no Prop 22, Prop 32 in Colorado. Oof. How, Uber, in 2025, is this possible? How?
So for those who are listening, it's a 34-minute total trip. So that's two pickup, and that's also two drop-off. So it's a total of 34 minutes and 23 and a half mile total. And you're getting paid $4.63. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah. And the next one is
even. Oh, my God. Wow.
And the next one. Remember, we talked about it at the start. Ventura County has upfront fares now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go.
How do you give? First of all, why is the range? Secondly, $2.25, $3, like anything under $3. That's
you do know if you have your destination filter set up, Uber pays you less, right? Okay. Well, there you go. You're towards your destination. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see that down there. I didn't see that before.
Yeah. I mean, look, when people say you guys just complain, you guys do this, you guys do that. I'm like, it's not complain. It's reality, man. $2.25 to $3 or $4.63 in Colorado for a 27 and a half mile trip is insanity. So drivers, maybe you don't watch us, but we have a saying here. We go decline and recline. That's what we do. This is bad for your financial health. This is bad for your car health. This is bad for your physical health. This is bad for your mental health. This is bad for your soul. Do not accept these chips. Do not accept these chips. Okay? There you go.
Yeah, that's insane. No, thank you. Pass on that. I mean, first of all, again, the minimum fare trips still should not be going down. They should actually be rising.
Well, we may have an announcement next week, Chris.
Okay.
There's a competitor coming to LA. So
that's LA. What is that going to do for everybody else around the country?
Well, slowly, you know. Where there is no upfront fares, where there is no minimum fare is $5, where there is no
But is a $5 minimum fare even worth it at this point?
Well, it's better than three. It's better 80% more than three.
But that's like comparing apples to oranges. I mean, the reality is a $5 minimum minimum pay even worth it today?
Well, to some people, it may be. I mean, if it's like a 1 mile pickup, 1 mile drop off, yeah, $5 is all right. But not three.
Maybe.
But anyway, so we may have a new one. So.
I don't know.
Yeah, and no algorithm, and rider pays about 20% less, driver makes about 30% more. No take rate, no commissions. You know, we'll see. Maybe it'll work out. But we're going to talk about it next week.
All right.
Yeah. So what are we doing today for Driver's Corner? Are we done?
Yeah. What's your craziest story driving Uber and Lyft?
Oh, so well, before we get you all on.
In the chat. Just put the link in the chat right now. So if you'd like to come on, share your story. Get right to the point, please. Because I know stories can last long, but just don't be, I don't need to know at all the details. Just set up the story real quick because we're going to get a few. Oh,
look who's here. Look who's here. Look who's here. Who? Look who's here. Look. My troll from X. So this is our 3 year. I didn't know that. I apologize. But then I almost knocked out my Japanese apple juice. Cheers to you, partner. As long as we can do it, we're going to keep doing it. And, you know, thank you for your support from the bottom of my heart. We appreciate it. Without you guys, we couldn't do this. We have done some good, good things. We really have. And we'll keep fighting for drivers. And we'll bring you the latest news and we'll bring you the latest gadgets. And thank you for the support. Much appreciated.
Yep. And latest updates. Don't forget about that one.
I need a refill, but nobody's here, so I don't want to leave my desk again.
All right. Well, let's talk a couple of comments. So the idea that Uber is recession resistant defies economics. People can choose other forms of transit like a bus or in urban areas. Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah. Well, we'll find out, won't we?
I agree.
Recession is around the corner.
Julio, Chris, yesterday I canceled because I received a call from someone who wanted me to work for them. Sounded sketchy.
What?
Yeah, that would definitely be.
What do you mean? What kind of work?
I got a special job for you.
I have special job for you. I would like your happy Uber ending. Account. I would like your login ID and password, please.
David, you live in Buffalo. Nice. Where
there at? You go, David.
Not too far. David.
Okay.
Probably down the street. Mike says, if the pickup pin is in a no stopping zone and they're strict about enforcing it, drive to start the timer and find a place nearby to wait. Yep, absolutely.
That's a good point. I mean, see, that's a good point from a veteran. There you go.
Even in a parking zone, if you have to double park it and you can't do it safely, you should be going right by there and then pulling over to a safe spot and calling up the passenger and telling them, hey, this is exactly where I am. And, you know, the busy bar districts downtown Chippewa, if people know that in Buffalo, it's a pain in the ass to drive on that thing. But, you know, I usually park right on Franklin. There's a spot that I always get. So I just tell them, hey, that's where I'm at. And I stay on the phone with them for the time being and it works. So
hold on,
do that.
Breaking news, what? Breaking news. S Real 007 says,
ooh.
Hey,
ooh.
Email me, Sergio@therideshareguy.com. Coming up, I'll take a bottle of Blue Label. I don't know what I did for you, if I did anything for you, but seems like you owe me a bottle of Blue Label. I will not turn a Blue Label down.
I got to see if the LAX $49 flight is there. My God, I'm getting so pissed off at StreamYard right now.
I don't know. But this Japanese apple juice is delicious.
Nice. All right. John says events are some of the worst places to pick up, at least in my area. An extra $20 is not worth sitting in traffic for 30 minutes. Hey, that's large events. But if there's a small music venue of 1,000 people, 500 people, if there's a festival going on, if there's certain things that are going on, it's great to know that. But it's also great to know the events to avoid. So, right. I mean, as long as you know those things, that's definitely going to be great.
Yeah, no, Mike is a veteran from Tampa, Florida. Mike's a veteran from Tampa, Florida, and he knows his shit.
Yep. Lilia says drivers won't earn more, but they'll stay busier. Yep, that's
with
probably
what? True. With the AI assistant? Is that what he's talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. No, man. I think look, come on, guys. I think it'll work for like a newbie. Look, man, we're all newbies, except this chat here. We're all veterans here, but what is the lifespan of a rideshare driver on the apps? 6 months, 8 months, and then they quit?
Something like that.
So while you're at it, 6-8 months, use the goddamn AI. You know, you learn. Well, maybe you will. I don't know.
Let's see. Or just watch the rideshare guy. You'll learn more. Bamboo is old. Every time there's an app improvement, it always translates to a pay cut.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I don't know about that.
Sometimes. Most of the time.
None of you are coming on. We're running out of comments. Let's go.
Yes, at the time you're doing a shared ride, you've already done seven of them and you're already ready to finish. You should have the option of being able. Yeah, that's what I said earlier.
I agree. I completely agree.
Golden Thought, thank you for the super chat. The alternative rideshare companies are very slow to grow. We'll see.
Yeah, but Empower, I think, is not kosher.
I mean, there's a lot of them. And the problem is that you have a lot of different regulations now at this point, and you have to get a lot of licensing. And there's a lot of things that have to be in play in order to expand, and you got to have the market, because you know if you could get all the drivers in the world, but if you don't have the passengers, what's it going to be?
No, rideshare is a very difficult business, okay, as a company to establish, because it's very expensive. Rider acquisition is very, very expensive, and these two companies have such a strong duopoly, have such a great brand. People know these brands. They know Uber, mostly Uber. And it's really tough to get them away from Uber unless they're going to save shit ton of money. And that's what you have to do. You have to be on both sides. Over 4 years here, and my income has decreased 60% from last 3 years.
Oof.
I don't know about that. That's a lot. I've been driving the same days, hours, and area. Okay. How about we want to do a behind the wheel? Okay. Let me talk about this. Exactly this. Exactly whatever you want to say. Sergio@therideshareguy.com. Email me. We'll talk about it. Do you have any proof? You have any earnings screenshots? You have any, comparing now to 4 years ago?
Well, you should have your yearly statements.
Yeah, you have earnings statements. You have your 1099s, whatever. And it all is there. Send them to me. Let's do a behind the wheel. How do I get rid of this now?
Okay. All right. Well, let's bring on Daniel. Daniel, how's it going?
Good. Thank you. What's up, Serge? Okay. Thank you for not blocking me on the emails. I send you tons of emails.
I don't block anybody, bro. I mean, I try to respond to most people. Some like are too much. Some are whatever. But no, I read everything. I try to respond to everything. Yeah. I don't block.
I send you a video.
I haven't even blocked this guy, Legendary Mo, on Twitter. I don't block anyone. Anyway, what's up? Yeah. What's going on? What are you wearing? What kind of vest are you wearing?
Well, I'm at work right now.
UPS?
Safety vest.
What is that? The brand?
I'm at work right now, so.
What are you working for?
I work at the airport, Newark Airport.
Which airport?
Newark, New Jersey. Newark,
you're out there. Oh, yeah. You're one of those that you cannot pick up in New Jersey and go to the city. There you go.
Yep. Okay. And you know what? Congestion price in New York, they only pay you once a week. Uber. So we got to stick the congestion price out of our pocket until they reimburse us at the end of the week. You know, as you get the toll. Yeah. I stopped taking trips into New York because of that.
You're lending money to Uber, man. They need it, I guess.
Yeah. I'm not taking trips into New York. I had a guy that was going to Newark. Nah, not Newark. Sorry. Kennedy Airport. That's about 40 miles into Long Island. I said, nope. He goes to me, you're the fifth guy that told me no. He pulls out $40 for me. He goes, I'll give you $40 if you take me with the app. I took him.
Well, yeah.
That's my return trip right there. And then I had to pay the toll coming back to New York into New Jersey.
How much is that? It's expensive, no?
Yeah, it was about $7. So that came out of me.
I mean, look, man, I don't know. I mean, we know what the reason is, right? We obviously know what the reason is. But you do well, though. I see some of your earnings, some of your trips and screenshots. You cherry pick and you try to do well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. They took reservation from me. That was my bread right there.
Oh, you're in jail?
And I dropped from Diamond to Plus, and they stopped giving me reservations.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, they're in jail. You got to get back out of jail somehow.
Yeah. So I got to take, I only do it part-time, so I got to take more trips to come up. I just hit Platinum. So I started seeing one more request, but they gave me a request for $34. It was 90 miles away from me. It's like, yeah. A trip request, reservation, 90 miles from me.
Yeah, they, I mean, you saw some of those screenshots. Okay, so what's your craziest story? Give us your craziest story.
Uber Share. Mm-hmm. I took an Uber Share for 25 minutes. It was going to pay me around $18, $20. I get a second customer, the share. They pay me for the second one, $1.85 for that Uber Share.
Cool.
And then they took it off from the other one. So the total trip for both of the trip was like $18.50. I would have made that with just one trip. So wow. I haven't gotten any TLS from Uber or nothing, but I take Uber Share rides and I don't get a second customer.
Wow.
I always take them. I log out and they never told me anything about that.
Wow.
I hit stop new request. I had an Uber Share. It was 25 minutes away for an Uber Share. It was going towards my where I live. So I was like, okay, they're going to pay me for long distance pickup. We're still on the rate card. So I took them. I got about $12 for that trip. It was a five-minute trip.
Yeah, well, they pay you less on destination trips. So, but anyway, all right, man.
No, I didn't have my destination. Daniel, I don't put Caballo on my destinations.
I even remember your last name, Daniel Caballo. Now there you go. That's yep. Now I see the face that goes with the 8,000 emails a week. So it's like, there you go. All right.
I sent you the one. I was also the one to send you the one going to Africa.
Yeah. You sent me that one too. Yeah. But anyway, good to see you. Good to see your face. Thank you. Be safe out there.
You
stay
too.
Healthy. And
hey, I got one last thing to New Jersey drivers. They could take the Uber Share rides, just log out. I haven't gotten any messages saying I can't do it. So I just stop new requests and I take the Uber Share. I don't get another one.
Well, you'll see it now probably. But
Right, but until then, I'm gonna still do it.
All right, take care. Be well.
Okay, take care, Chris. Right, take care. Yep.
You too. Bye.
Anybody else?
Right.
Nobody else?
I guess nobody
crazy
else
story. To, you know. Haven't been held up. You haven't been held up at gunpoint or knife to your neck or whatever. Nothing special.
I had a store, a passenger I took a while ago. They were a driver as well for a little while. And their last ride was they were a getaway driver.
Why don't you come on and give us a crazy story from your little Sienna hybrid? Come on, man.
He's just trolling you, man. He's just trolling. No, he's got to.
I like the guy actually because you know he has some reason, but he's like a little bitch, Uber bitch. But you know it's okay.
hey, you know what? He's here. He's just here to troll you, and it's all good.
No, he's not trolling.
I haven't trolled you on Twitter, and it's...
No, I'm happy to see him again because I thought something happened to him because he used to come troll every week. I missed him for like a year. Now he's back. Thank you. Good to see you again, Mo. Good to see you, buddy. I missed you.
Okay, so he hasn't been on since the beginning of January, deleted his account and started making money.
See what I mean? Hey.
I mean, let's be real. Twitter is a time suck. So if you want to get out there and make some money, you stay off Twitter.
Oh, look who's here, bro. Bro, this guy, if nothing else, he's consistent.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Mohammed, how you doing?
Oh, well, you're on mute. Unmute yourself. We can hear you maybe.
You got to unmute yourself.
Okay. My crazy story is not right here. A friend of mine asked me to drive this couple to a clinic. And he gave me instructions, don't drive them anywhere. You know, drop them off at the clinic, then bring them back. Okay, well, I did that. We picked them back up. They have a prescription. They told me that, please, drive us to the pharmacy to pick up the prescription. I said, I'm under orders not to do anything. Just drive you back home. So, after a while, I called my manager, and they wanted to speak to him. The guy gets the phone. The guy, my husband and wife. The husband gets the phone, and all you know. Then he hangs up, and he goes. Then him and his wife, they start cussing, and, you know. And he said, "I should carjack you right now." And so, what is it? You know, I'm like shitting bricks, and then he goes. All of a sudden, your phone. I threw it on the street, on the major road. So they get home. And I swear to God, for that moment, I thought about running that wife over. You know, when she got, when she got out of the car, it's like, when they said I should carjack you. And I swear to God, for that moment, I thought about running that lady over. So I dropped them off. They left. I called my manager. I have two phones. I dialed my phone. It was still in the car. That's my crazy story.
Okay. Well, yep. That's crazy. That's did you shit your pants actually or no?
Well, I mean, they noticed that I was scared. You know, I mean, when somebody threatens you, they're going to carjack you. So, no, I did not. But it's, when he said the guy, he took my phone and he threw it on the major road. It's like, you know, this is my livelihood. Why are you, you know, why are they, you know, especially the husband and wife, what a turnoff, you know, that. I thought, you know, the wife, they sounded religious, and it's like, oh, they unloaded. So that's my story. Sergio.
Yes, sir.
Remember last week I said about one thing. Remember last week I said about the first thing I would do as a CEO?
Mm-hmm.
This is what happened. A person becomes president of the university. He makes a study. What does the university need? He said he needs money. He's good at fundraising. So he goes on the road, starts fundraising for the money. What does Lyft need these days? They need revenue and more revenue. And, you know, how do you get the more revenue? You know, pay the, you know, maybe have the driver accept more. And, you know, more acceptance trips, more revenue coming in. That's okay. Yeah.
Oh, is that why they did the assistant, AI assistant, you think?
What AI assistant?
This is enough to boot you off, man. We've been talking about AI assistant for earnings assistant for like.
No, I know that, but it's. I think, you know what? All this about is, it's BS. Why? What I do is I have my own way of finding events, and you know, on any given day I have maybe like 5 or 6 events in my calendar on my phone. But the problem is Lyft and Uber, even there's that many events in on a Friday night, they're not paying me, you know, good money for that time.
Mohammed, so, you're still driving. Why are you still doing it if they're not paying you enough?
No, I mean, like, at the end of the day, I'm still averaging it. At the end of the day, I drive for me. I'm averaging about like $25 an hour, you know, you know, so maybe driving like 10 miles in the hour. But okay. The problem is that's the, you know, if they find us ways, but they're not sending us requests, you know, that are worth it, then that's just more, as you call it, hocus pocus?
Yep, hocus pocus. But too many drivers in your area resolved.
Yeah, so...
All right.
And you know, I'm almost at the point of quitting. You know, it's because
no point in quitting. No, that's a good job to do. Seriously, I mean, it's not that hard. Mohammed, yeah. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you again. Thank you for letting me on. And
you're consistent. Let me tell you this: you're not shy and you're consistent. I wish 350 people here were like you, but they're a bunch of chickens. They won't come on and say anything.
You know, and look. Sergio and Chris, me, I worked in a restaurant for 17 years.
Okay.
And I know what customer service is. And it's like, you know, if I'm almost like a 4.95, you know, I mean, for the service, you know, for the things we do, you know, comfortable ride, you know, this and that. And, you know, at least, you know, pay us like, you know, we're, your pay is adequate. So when people ask me, how is driving for Uber? You know what I tell them? Sometimes I tell them, you know, it's nothing to write home about. You know, because, you know, that's the honest to God truth. You know, it's.
Yeah, it's all good. Mohammed, yeah. Stay safe, be healthy. I'll see you next week. I'm sure you'll come on next week.
So. Well, thank you. See, what I do is I get home. You know, I take my son I take my son every week, and so when I come home, I come late. So I was late to your post. So
no worries. You can always watch a replay. We love you. Take care of
you. Thank you very much, and have a great day, Chris and Sergio. And go Pistons, defeat those Knicks.
All right, see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's it.
All right, that's it.
All right, well, Sergio, congrats for 3 years, my friend.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. This all started with like a little whatever idea. And 3 years later, and 154 episodes later, we are here. And we appreciate it. We appreciate all the support that we got. And we continue getting it. Be my eyes and ears. Send me all the emails you want. Sergio@therideshareguy.com. You know, and yeah, thank you. Much appreciated.
Yep. And hopefully we'll see you for a while longer. We'll see. But yeah, we'll be here with the latest and greatest. And, you know, obviously, you know, with our community being able to, you know, send us everything that's going on as well, too. So as Sergio says, you are his eyes and ears out there, because there's a lot of things that we wouldn't know if it wasn't for you guys. So we appreciate that as well. So with that being said, guys, have a great rest of your day. Get out there, make some money. We'll see you guys next.